Prepare your eyes. Viewmaster with Sam Sinnott on 95BFM.
Hello.
Hi, how you going?
Great. We've got Sam in today to talk about...
Peacemaker. So Peacemaker, you know, I'm a bit of a nerd. Everyone knows this on the BFM listeners. They know Viewmaster likes his superhero stuff. But I made a conscious internal choice last year when I reviewed WandaVision to no longer review superhero shows because they're all getting a bit...
Much of a muchness.
Yeah, like... Props to Marvel, props to DC, props to your mama. They're all doing their best and they're all putting out content, but sometimes it's just like there's no need to review every single one that comes out because then that's all we do. And we are not a Marvel show, we're a TV show. But this show popped up and I was like, I'm going to watch it for my own personal enjoyment and I probably won't review it because it's probably just going to be the same old, same old. And if you don't know about the show, it's a continuation of the Suicide Squad movie, which came out last year, I think, by James Gunn, written and directed. And first of all, putting it out there, I don't really rate James Gunn. Like, the less said about him, the better. But this show stars John Cena as Peacemaker, who was in the movie, and I thought he had died in the movie, but apparently not. And he wakes up in a hospital in America... And he's like, yo, I'm a free man again. I can go do what I want. And he plays this character who is so obsessed with peace, he'll kill any woman, child, or man to get it, which is an interesting ethos to live his life by. But it turns out he's actually just kind of like a figurehead of white supremacy in America and in this universe. Because as rightly pointed out by the janitor in the hospital he's in the beginning scene, he mainly kills people of color, and he commits in that moment to killing more white people. Very flawed character, very flawed backstory. And as the show goes on, we learn more about his backstory and learn that his dad is a crazy, crazy, crazy white supremacist, and very, very like the deep state.
Very
scary way, and raised his son to be a killer, and that's why he does what he does.
Did you watch that show, The Boys?
Yeah.
Is it a similar vibe to that?
Very similar vibe to this, but a little less like wrapped up in its own melodrama. This one is really just poking fun at the whole genre and being like, "Yeah, this is ridiculous. Like, this is a ridiculous show."
Okay,
and it's quite funny. Like, I actually did laugh in these episodes that are out. There's four out so far on Neon, I believe. You watched it?
Yes, I did. I watched it last night. I was only going to watch one episode and then ended up watching like four. I thought I was going to hate it. And
same.
I didn't. I quite liked it.
It plays with the right level of absurdity to keep you hooked.
Yeah.
And we were discussing John Cena off here because I am oddly proud and attracted to John Cena because I find that any person that can... come from the WWE wearing knee-length jorts to being an international film star, hosting Wipeout with Nicole Byer and being on DC movies and Fast and Furious movies, I'm quite proud of. And I think that's a good step.
I mean, I'm sure he'll be very happy. I just don't see it.
He's also quite good in this. Like, he's quite good in this.
He is funny.
There's a scene where he has some emotional realizations about himself as a person. And I was like, yes, John Cena, look at you acting.
But he just really embraces the character as well, which, like, you've got to do if you're going to properly sort of poke fun at something like this, is you've got to really lean into it.
Yeah, and he is, like, the most ludicrously shaped person. Like, to have him dancing around to, like, glam rock and, like, death metal in these episodes, you're like, okay, John,
I think he spent, like, a solid part of that first episode... maybe second episode in his tiny whiteies.
Yeah, which, you know, me, big fan. But yeah, the show, James Gunn does this thing where he oftentimes will use music throughout his storytelling to like tell a story, like Guardians of the Galaxy 1, Suicide Squad, huge soundtrack and all that kind of stuff. So he really uses music to play with his characters and kind of like fill in the blanks, which some would say is lazy. I would probably say is lazy. But also it does create a fun vibe to like tune into and watch and get along with.
Yeah, the sound editing was, like, insane.
Yeah, I mean, this show is a good show. Like, it deserves to be, like, an HBO Max Neon, like, release. Like, this is actually a really good show. So, basically, John Cena, Peacemaker, I think his real name and his name in the show, his character is, like, John Smith or something, which is just, like, is basically going on this mission to stop the Butterfly Project, which is, no spoilers, it's a thing that's going on. They've got to do things to stop it, superhero stuff. But it also stars Danielle Brooks from Orange is the New Black.
Oh, true.
Yep, who we love, playing Leota Adebayo. It stars Freddie Stroma as his best friend slash not best friend, the vigilante, who was just having the best time.
Oh, he's having the time of his life. And he's so, he's even more misled than the peacemaker.
Yeah.
But it's quite sweet. I don't know why it's so cute, but it's so cute.
Yeah, I don't know why we are like so pro these like weird psycho dudes, but we're like, oh my God, you guys are adorable. Like, what?
There's something very endearing about the way that they... I think it's because they have so much faith that they're doing the right thing.
Yeah, they're really committed, which
they're
not a good thing. Yeah, so Freddie Stroman, he's having the best time of his life. And I also really like Jennifer Holland's character, the agent Harcourt.
Yes.
She's... badass. She's badass.
She's a cool chick.
And it needs to be someone to... like, all the characters spend their whole time calling out Peacemaker on his nonsense, which is, you know, he's getting a redemption arc, but maybe he doesn't deserve one, but at least it keeps the show, like,
grounded.
Self-aware.
Yeah.
And we're not, like, you know, big-upping this guy who's actually, like, a bit of a dick.
Someone's asked Viewmaster if you've seen the first part of season 4 of Ozark.
I missed Ozark entirely.
No.
I know it's like a thing and everyone's like Ozark and I'm like, ah, but Peacemaker.
That was the one by the lakes.
Ozark. Jason Bateman.
Yes.
Ozark's the one with the drug smuggling.
Yes. Yeah. I remember watching season 1 and it stressed me out too much.
Yeah, my friends are all about it and I missed it. And sometimes when shows happen on like Netflix and stuff that blow up that I've missed that I'm like, well, now I can't get into it. Like I've never watched Game of Thrones.
Huh? Oh, well, I just feel like when you're sitting at the start of a show and there's so much ahead of you, like, you know, you've got like 4 seasons with 20 episodes.
Yeah, like, but I will rewatch Charmed like every year. So there's, you know, swings and roundabouts, right?
But Peacemaker, not a stressy show, funny show.
Funny show. Definitely something that like comic book fans will enjoy. Very Deadpool-esque.
Mm.
Very much like...
The Boys is a good point of reference, I reckon.
Okay.
The Boys, Deadpool, like that kind of stuff. Like it really is just making fun of itself and trying to have a good time. And watching John Cena act is fun.
Like it's a fun show.
It's a fun show.
And we are proud of John Cena.
We are proud of John Cena. I just want to like cup his little like plastic surgery face and go like, oh, you're doing a good job.
All right, well, on that note,
please watch and let us know what you think of John Cena.
It's on Neon. I think episode 5 just came out, so like, go have fun. Oh,
thank you very much, Viewmaster. See you next week.
Bye bye.
Viewmaster, only on 95 BFM.